What do beautiful girls, the Olympic Garden Gentlemen's Club, and the WWE pay-per-view have in common? As the official WWE Blast Area, you can watch every pay-per-view event on the big screens and enjoy sensational exotic performers only at the OG. We'll even waive the entry fee, show up before 6 p.m., and locals get in free.
Hey, it just doesn't get any better than this.
Plus, there's great drink specials and lots of giveaways.
Log on to our website, ogvegas.com, for all WWE event dates and times.
There is more to see at the OG.
LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas.
Warning. Warning. Spankwagon Radio is now on the air.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Good morning, friends of television land.
Attention you out there in radio land.
Good morning. WPIX, August 8th, TGIF day. The time is 3:07, and this is Channel 7.
Good morning. This is television station, WORTV, New York.
Good morning, Starshine. Stay tuned now for our national anthem.
You say you want a revolution. Well, you know, we all want to change the world. You tell me that it's evolution. When you talk about destruction, don't you know that you can count me out? Don't you know it's gonna be alright? Alright. Alright.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for tuning into Spank Wagon Radio. However, tonight we do want to let everybody know that, well, it's going to be a normal show. You see, after last week's events, harrowing events, we've decided to just go along and book our fabulous guests like our Stan Lees, our Charles Bands. We are here to entertain everyone else.
That hate. All I can tell you is, brother, you have to wait. Don't you know it's gonna be alright? Alright. Alright.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Spank Wagon Radio. Find us online, spankwagon.net. We do have some very important messages. Mr. Decaf.
Due to the following of booking guests on today's show, Spank Wagon will not be able to spend any quality airtime belittling the kids. This is quite unfortunate. But judging by their track record, you got the rogue one.
Dude, I don't know what's going on over here.
Oh, my God.
By judging by our track record and our guest appearances and interviews on this show, this is all fucked up, dude. It's all wrong.
I wrote it as a...
I know, man. It's all right, man. It's all fucked. Yeah, it's fucked.
Can we just reset? bring the intro music back up. Let's just start over again.
Is that what you're looking for? Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from Las Vegas, Nevada, down in the Arts District, near a few pallets, a couple bums. It's Spank Wagon Radio. I'm your host, Trencher.
I'm Big Daddy DeCasa.
What happened here?
Dude, I don't know what happened. You know, I want to test something.
I wonder if it's my cable.
You know,
I wouldn't be surprised my soldering went awry. This isn't the first time. I have you in five.
It wouldn't be as embarrassing if we didn't have a guest in the green room.
Oh.
Wait. Here, use... Which one's this on?
Okay. We got you on eight now.
All right.
Just forget it.
No, you see, you got to understand. Geeks, when something breaks,
no,
a techie
it,
geek's got to figure it out.
We're fixing this.
Okay, but you don't have to
Due to the
now.
Overbooking...
Oh, there it is!
Spang.
Why'd you stop it?
Well, we already said it three times.
No, we didn't.
No, we didn't play
all
it.
Right, all right. Line eight.
Hold on, I gotta let it finish. I can't restart it. That's the problem.
What?
Dude, there's no. I didn't record it. I just was playing it live.
We got
bad sound effects.
Well, that's a soundboard for you.
That's why we don't use it.
Exactly.
All right.
Let's see.
You got it?
I hope so.
All right, here we go.
Due to the overbooking of guests on today's show, Spankwagon will not be able to spend quality airtime belittling the kids. This is quite unfortunate, but judging by their track record of great guest appearances and interviews by Spankwagon Radio, this should not come as shocking news. Spankwagon have booked great guests in the past, such as Stan Lee, Grant Imahara, and Zane Lamprey. Today is no different. The hosts of Real Kids Radio have booked Dick. No, my fellow listeners, not Dick Clark, their own Punitix. While Real Punitix Radio will be interviewing shallow guys about their threesome sex fantasies in space with R2-D2 and C-3PO and giving each other girly high fives, we will be interviewing several fabulous guests.
And there it is. The 17-minute opener, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my God.
It's just, who's got gum?
That's me.
Everyone looked at me. Who's
you,
got
you
gum?
You're the one with
the
gum.
Track record.
Bullshit. Ooh, you know who I get? You know who my gum supply is? Decaf.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's true.
You know,
he takes me before the show. He's like, you know, you want some.
You know, I saw a very interesting thing. You know, speaking of like supplier, very interesting thing over in the slums of Green Valley. A drug dealer in Green Valley. Anybody who pulls up near the, and I want to say it's like a smoothie place near Albertsons on Green Valley.
Oh, does he get all dizzy, like look all closely?
Yeah,
I mean, it's obvious. Yeah. It's fucking obvious as shit.
But how you get their attention, you have to whistle. So like I'm going in to get some parts of this cable and stuff so we could do soundboards tonight. And
because we're all about wacky sound effects. Hey!
And I hear someone whistle. I hear, and like some dude walks over to a car and I see a little pass off. I'm like, huh. Okay, I wonder what the hell that's about. Kind of knowing. Well, I decide after I get the parts, I'm like, I'm just going to sit and watch for a bit. So go back to my car, just kind of, you know. I hear someone totally different car. All of a sudden, there's the dude again. I'm like, oh, my God.
Damn. So, well, hey, he's making money. He's running a good business. He's getting customers.
Right there in front of an Albertsons in front of.
I just like to point out that rather than going home and spending time with his family, Trench would rather sit in front and watch the habits of the native African American drug dealer.
Actually, it was Hispanic and on the way here. So, no, not, you know. I was done with the family for the day. I decided I had to
come
here.
Done with the family for the day.
So
that happens to me, too, usually at about 8:05 a.m. on a Saturday. Well, I'm up. I fed you all. Fuck you all. I'm going and hiding in my garage.
Oh, this is cool, man. I'm looking at the Spankwagon radio sheet, and we don't got no fucking information in any of the boxes.
Dude, it's filling your blanks, man. That's your note sheet. That's your note cards.
You use crayons and shit on it? God damn. Well, we could.
Don't press super hard on it, Scrappy, because that's one thing. Don't press really hard. Just kind of just.
She's pressing hard?
I have to caress it.
Yes.
You have to
nice.
Caress
it. Nice. All right. Hey, by the way, Spankwagon Radio, you can find us online, spankwagon.net. Of course, we have other places you can find us, myspace.com/SpankwagonMedia. Or Spankwagon. There you go. So we want everybody, though, right now who's listening in live, we want you all to go to spankwagon.net, click on the cam and chat link in the upper left-hand corner, load up the chat window, load up the camera. We do have a guest tonight. Could someone please share who we have coming in here in a little bit?
His name is Russ, and he is a local musician.
See, it's not just the computer. It's not just the computer.
It's operator. Oh, you're not allowed to do that.
And I'm not saying
nope,
wah-wah. No. She's doing peanuts wah-wah.
Okay.
Not,
yeah, his name is Russ.
See?
He's a local musician. he was one of the first people to respond to my Craigslist ad looking for local talent, and so we're going to showcase him here tonight, have him on.
Is this Russ?
His name's Russ.
He's
Russ.
Cool. He's cool.
A very cool
Russ
guy.
Is a good name, man. I like that name, Russ. It's a solid, it's a solid name. It's a musician
but that
name.
That is a musician name.
Like a folk Russ. Musician Russ. Name, yeah, Russ.
Hey there, Russ. How's it going, man?
I look at Russ. He's
a tall dude.
It looks like he belongs with the Allman Brothers touring. Is anyone else getting that feeling? I mean, is it just me? Scrappy doesn't know who the Allman Brothers are, but that's okay.
She doesn't want them.
I met Pauly Shore today. I'm
she
happy.
Did.
You met Pauly Shore?
Pauly Shore teased me today.
What, at the soup line?
Anyway. Damn, you got all freaking happy.
Hey, he was at the soup. I mean, what has he done lately? I mean, seriously.
Run his dad's comedy club into the ground.
Pay the guy to punch him in the mouth. Yeah. Paid a guy to punch him in the mouth to try to get some publicity.
But Pauly Shore, but I must admit, he holds one of my favorite jokes of all time in his bad stand-up comedy thing that I watch. He did say something really good. He said, fuck, I can win an Oscar. All I got to do is play a fucking retard.
And yet, no Oscar for Jury Duty or Biodome or Encino Man. But he's in the
And you've just covered all of his movie career. Everything. Gone. Right there.
It's the whistle. Yeah.
All based off of what? A bunch of shorts on MTV
exactly,
in the 80s?
Pretty much, yeah. Scary guy. Scary guy.
Pauly Shore. I met Forrest Whitaker. You met Pauly Shore. Wow.
Hey, I met Bob Saget.
So did I.
That's awesome.
Got my picture taken with him.
Oh, yeah. You got to tell that story.
Right. Got my picture taken with Bob Saget.
I've met...
I've met people I've allowed you to meet.
You
met Stan Lee.
But you let me on my own. No, hold on.
Give it up, man. Give it up. You met me.
Yeah.
There we go.
That's it. I didn't meet Russ because I met him through you. I don't know.
Are you really having a hard time? Really having a hard time thinking about it?
I am. Who have I met? I've met... you know, it's coming to me.
Alex Trebek?
No.
Oh, I thought that was a hint.
No, it's...
O.J. Simpson at the Palace Station?
No, close, but no.
Oh, sorry.
Damn.
The correct answer
Penn
is...
Gillette!
Penn Gillette.
Who the fuck is that?
Tell him what he's won, Bob. He's one of the amazing copy of our home game.
And come down to the Showcase Showdown. We'll be right back after this.
You know, we need to do Ghetto Showcase Showdown. Like, you don't actually bet. You know, you don't actually say how much you would have to spend. It'd be how many cars you have to jack and how many hubcaps you have to steal to afford it.
You win a car.
It's a 1989 Toyota Corolla.
This is yours.
This is mine?
Yeah. Holy crap.
Keep it on your side.
So what you do this week, Scrappy?
I went to NASCAR.
Oh, God. I want to ask you, did you see the Jeff Gordon crash into the wall?
I was there.
I know you were there, but were you up close or were you on the side?
That shit. I motherfucking... Dude, it was so cool. Okay, I have to tell you the story.
Dude, he hit this that fucking wall hard.
Six motherfucking laps to go. And the motherfucking, this guy in front of us is like, he's going to come strong and he's going to take the last lap and he's just going to blah, blah, and he's going to come first and all this shit. And I'm like, shut up. So they finally get going after a caution flag. They finally get going. Dun, 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 and his ass, bam, it crashes into the wall. And I was just pointed and laughed my ass off at this guy. He was the only black guy with his two black kids.
Like a black guy with black kids, huh?
White people, too. Yeah. Only black guy there. And I just wanted to point and laugh, and then I looked at Bob, and I was like, maybe I should shut up. And he goes, he can't do anything to you. He's outnumbered. And I'm like, but he was talking all kinds of crap about this guy's going to come strong and pay back the bitch, and he's going to get this. And I'm just like... Bam, he crashes and I just
You know what? The problem is
hold it. I just laughed.
The visual problem I'm having right now is knowing that Jeff Gordon is like wears rainbow colors and looking at a black dude wearing a rainbow coat.
No, it wasn't. It was a red.
Oh, okay. Because I know that.
Yeah, he wears a rainbow color.
Yeah, it wasn't rainbow. Sorry.
It was Jesse Jackson, the rainbow coalition.
But it was amazing.
I will not eat them green eggs and ham. I will not eat them. Sam I am.
But the guy that we met on Friday came in fourth.
Yeah, the Kevin.
Kevin Hardick.
I guess.
Kevin Hardick? Is that Harvick. What you call
him? Oh, he could.
He could do all that, huh?
He could do all that. Yes, he can. Yes, he can.
What makes him cute?
I don't know. He was just cute. And he has a nice little pursuit. He's cute. He was his facial appearances. He was.
That's because all you see, he's wearing a fucking helmet like a hockey kid.
No, we met him. He was in normal clothes.
You know, most of the time, people's facial features, if they look good, that's what makes them cute.
Well,
no.
That's what you said. You sound like a facial
feature. He looks good. He looks good.
Why is a semi starting?
Because NASCAR's leaving town. Like this fucking story should. I'm sorry. It's a bunch of rednecks driving in a circle. Gas it up, Leroy. We're heading to the next one. It's looking stupid.
No, it's not.
How many laps though? Like 250 or 300?
It depends.
Laps?
Like there was a 300 on
300 times.
No, that's not laps. That's miles.
300 miles.
300 miles. And then the second one was 400 miles.
In circles.
Mm-hmm. In a circle. Mix it up. Throw some pedestrians out there.
No, but like shit. Like okay, it's not a perfect circle though. That's why they crash because there's like I don't know.
No, it's
the
an oval.
They crash because tires fail or mechanical things fail. It's
no, like
or because someone dropped a beer.
They'll hit walls.
They don't have
like,
the lid on their
oil. They'll run into walls on a turn. They're going fast. I
okay,
mean,
then explain to me how some dumb motherfucker down on Nellis and Charleston hits a goddamn wall and they're going straight.
That's just drunk, stupid, crazy people. I really have no explanation for why are there kids. Are these the children playing in the tracks?
Yes!
Is the children we should throw out there? But no, it was a lot of fun.
I must admit, I went to the track all right, one
where
time.
Where if you got people talking to you in what? the
oh,
chat.
Do I?
Yeah, right. You've got fans.
Yeah, yeah. People are actually liking the sound effects tonight.
the only
sound effects.
The only way NASCAR is interesting is you gotta be really fucking drunk. Being out there and being I was out there fucking plastered and watching the monster. There was like a truck show they had, a truck race. You gotta be drunk to watch them go fucking circles.
Thank you. That's the point. That's why they put you out in the middle of the sun. They don't put you give you any shade. They give you all the beer you can drink for $5 in a bucket, or $5 per bottle in a bucket. Whatever.
No, that shit was $8.
Was it $8
a bottle?
Jesus.
It was just stupid.
Yeah, that's why you have to.
So you too can cheer on your favorite Tide advertisement going in laps.
It's expensive.
It's expensive as fuck. And we stayed in an RV out there, so it was that much more. We went. He had qualifying, and then the Samstown 300 and the Dodge 400. So that was three tickets in an RV spot. So his and I didn't pay shit.
The only way she could get more redneck is if she fucked her cousin.
I went and what?
You stayed out for NASCAR. In a Winnebago.
It was free. You would have gone too if it was free.
Sprint invited me to go to sit in the middle and be in the fucking
get
neon garage tickets.
No one cares.
No, I could have gone. I was like, fuck that. I've got better shit to do.
But that's you.
Like clean my garage.
Like what? Like watch fucking CSI.
That's right. Watch CSI and NCIS and fucking clean my garage.
What does NCIS have on today?
Oh, the NCIS marathon?
Yeah.
I watch a lot of order marathons.
Dude, hey, that should say something. I'd rather sit at home and watch television than sit out in the heat with a bunch of fucking rednecks watching people drive in a circle. Come on!
It's not as bad being out there.
See, now, I'm not into racing, but if I was going to be into racing, I would definitely be into open-wheel Indy street course. Because that's interesting, because there's a lot more major chance of severe bodily harm.
Unfortunately, here in Vegas, they've tried a couple different times, and it's failed miserably financially. But then again, they try to do crazy things like shut off downtown.
Or the Strip.
Hello! And that, you know, let's shut off our economic pipeline. No, you can't do that. Sorry. I'm a fan of NHRA. I'm a fan of drag racing. Give me a car that goes.
I'm so fucking shocked by that.
I would love to take you guys out to the track and watch cars go 400.
White trash from Iowa.
I was about to say four what?
300 miles an hour in 1/4 mile.
Yeah.
That is a wonderful feeling.
Am I going to bring a pillow and a blanket?
No. Your teeth are going to fall out of your fucking skull.
It is cool.
It is very
cool. You know what I'll be doing? You know what I'll be doing while that's going on? I'll be sitting there with my iPhone going, what's the updates on the baseball game?
You may.
Because you'll be like this glued to it. Like, are they going to crash? Oh, my God. Are they going to crash? No. Oh, my God. They're going so fast.
It's not the fact they crash. Here's the best part about NHRA and drag racing. You ready for this? Mm-hmm. It's over in 4 seconds.
Kind of like your honeymoon.
Ouch!
Is it in? Yes, and I'm done.
Nap time.
Give me a sandwich, bitch.
Where's 3CPO when you need him?
Oh, yeah. Hey, what we're going to do, we're going to cut to a break.
A
right
break.
Now. A break. Could someone just give us the website?
Give me a break.
Which one?
Give me
there are
the
so
main,
many.
We got like six Spankwagon sites now.
The primary.
Spankwagon.net.
All right. We'll be back in just a moment. And by the way, this is...
Spankwagon.net.
Well, no, you said that already. This is an homage. So this is for our dead celebrity of the week.
Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, dude.
Satan's game. Your children, like it or not, are attracted in their weaker years to the occult. And a game like D&D fuels their imagination and makes them feel special, while drawing them deeper and deeper into the bowels of El Diablo. This afternoon, the Dead Alewives Watchtower invites you to sit in on an actual gaming session. Observe the previously unobservable as a hidden camera takes you to the inner sanctum of Dungeons and Dragons.
Galstaff, you have entered the door to the north. You are now by yourself, standing in a dark room. The pungent stench of mildew emanates from the wet dungeon walls.
Where are the Cheetos?
They're right next to you.
I cast a spell.
Where's the Mountain Dew?
In the fridge, duh.
I want to cast a spell.
Can I have a Mountain Dew?
Yes, you can have a Mountain Dew. Just go get it.
I can cast any of these, right? On the list?
Yes, any of the first level ones.
I'm going to get a soda. Anyone want one? Hey, Graham, I'm not in the room, right?
What room?
I want to cast Magic Missile.
The room where he's casting all these spells from.
He hasn't cast anything yet.
I am, though, if you'd listen. I'm casting Magic Missile.
Why are you casting Magic Missile? There's nothing to attack here.
I'm attacking the darkness.
Fine. You attack the darkness. There's an elf in front of you.
Whoa!
That's me, right?
He's wearing a brown tunic, and he has gray hair and blue eyes.
No, I don't. I have gray eyes.
Let me see that sheet.
Well, it says I have blue, but I decided I wanted gray eyes.
Whatever. Okay, you guys can talk to each other now if you want.
Hello.
Hello.
I am Galstaff, Sorcerer of Light.
Then how come you had to cast Magic Missile?
you guys are being attacked.
Do I see that happening?
No, you're outside by the tavern.
Cool, I get drunk.
There are seven ogres surrounding you.
How could they surround us? I had Mordenkainen's magical watchdog cast.
No, you didn't.
I'm getting drunk. Are there any girls there?
I totally did. You asked me if I wanted any equipment before this adventure, and I said no. But I need material components for all my spells, so I cast Mordenkainen's faithful watchdog.
But you never actually cast it.
Roll the dice to see if I'm getting drunk.
Yeah, you are.
Are there any girls there?
Yeah.
I did, though. I completely said when you asked me.
No, you didn't. You didn't actually say that you were casting the spell. So now there's ogres, okay?
Ogres? Man, I got an ogre slaying knife. It's got a +9 against ogres.
You're not there. You're getting drunk.
Okay, but if there's any girls there, I want to do them.
There you have it. A frightening look into America's most frightening pastime. Remember that it's not your children's fault that they're being drawn into a satanic world of nightmare. It's their gym teacher's fault for making them feel outcast when they couldn't do one single pull-up.
Romance. Ooh, what to say? There will come a
without me, 'cause I ain't got nobody. Nobody is for me. Nobody, nobody cares for me. I'm so sad and lonely. Sad and lonely, sad and lonely. Won't some sweet mama come and take a chance with me? 'Cause I ain't so bad. Bozzy, bozzy, bop, city bop.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio, baby.
Spankwagon Radio!
All right, we're back. Wow.
She could not find her own ass if it was glued to the back of her legs.
Nice. All right, Chris.
Is that true?
Yes.
Who'd you book?
This is Russ. Say hi, Russ.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, what's going on, Russ?
Now, Russ is a local musician. Have you performed anywhere? Oh.
Hold on a sec here.
Not getting any...
God, we got there we go, guys. We got testicle difficulties.
Got it there?
Up here.
Testicle difficulties.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
All right, cool, cool.
Was that supposed to be a wink?
Testicle difficulties? And now I've lost my entire right ear. Anyway, so Russ is a local musician.
You got
tell people about your art.
All right. Well, instead of drawing murals in my garage, I decided to play some music. I've been doing that for a long time.
Oh, you got to get close to the microphone, my friend.
You got to get on it like a...
Say it. Say it.
You got to get on it like a black cock.
Oh,
my God. A hard black cock. You got to put your mouth right up next to it.
Something our dear friend Scott knows quite a lot about.
And then you just talk to it.
Stroke on it.
Are you getting harder?
Stroke it like this a little bit. You know, be nice to the mic. You know who taught me that, right? Murph.
Well, you know what they say. Once you go black, your asshole never returns to its original size. Anyway.
Is that true, Decaf?
Yes.
Anyway. Russ, local musician. Have you performed anywhere live for anyone? Or
no, I'm not really into performing. Mm-hmm. I'm into just working on the music and getting it to a point where, you know, it feels good.
Okay. Now, tell everyone about your music, because we usually have, you know, heavy metal, punk, stuff like that on.
And thanks for having me on, by the way. This is very different. So I'm into jazz and have a percussive style, kind of unique style after playing guitar for a while and developed my own kind of percussive sound.
What's all that popping? I don't know.
So you do a lot of tap.
Trench.
Stuff like that. Kind of. And pound. Right. Yeah.
When did you start playing? How old were you when you determined to start?
Oh, just a kid.
You're just a kid?
Yeah.
You just picked up the guitar and started doing it, or something you wanted
how
to do?
How old is just a kid?
Maybe 8.
Okay, there we go.
That sounds good, right?
There we go.
Hey.
That one works.
Yep.
We're having some board issues tonight. Not really anything new for us, but.
No, but I wanted to support you guys because you guys are local. You guys are doing something that's live and real, and I think that's really where we need to be in Vegas, and we need to grow even more for that.
Very cool.
Amen, yeah. Brother, because I'm a native. I was born and raised there.
Really?
Me too.
Yeah.
If anybody cares.
Well, you're like 10, so, I mean.
I'm not 10.
Doesn't matter.
I mean, I'm not ancient like you, but, I mean, I'm not 10 and shit.
So now, this is something you obviously want to do. Is this something you're looking to do professionally, or is this more like just a hobby and something you want to do for fun?
Yeah, it's, whoa.
What's it's that? Stuck in the cap. somebody unstick it for me. Suck it out, Chris.
You can't get the condom out the wrapper.
Let the man talk, Scrap. Let the man talk.
It's a heavy buzz there. You hear that?
Yeah,
I'm trying to get that out.
He's Thank working you, the board there.
No, but it's definitely a creative outlet.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that's something I'd like to do. Hopefully I can continue to just do that and keep coming up with cool new stuff.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
What's the best song that you
the newest one.
The newest one.
I mean, is it like, I don't know how you say, composed, I guess? Is that the word? That's how bad I am at music. I got no fucking, I don't know anything about music. So you compose a song.
Yeah, write it. And then sometimes for the lyrics, you got to work out a story and then pick the parts of the story that I like and then put it in the song.
So do you get the song first or is it the lyrics first so you just match
it? Oh, no, lyrics are like last, first. It's all rhythm for me.
So, I mean, is it like, is it keystrokes you just find, like, you know, things you like you hear and you just repeat it and then add something to it? Or?
Well, I guess what happens is after you study music for a while, mm-hmm. then you get, you maybe copy someone else. And then for me, I've been trying to forget everything that I learned and just try to get into something that is a good groove. A lot of my music is really simple and just percussive and a good vibe feel. So I'm going to start with that one.
No one of the airs here today.
I'm not getting it. I don't know why.
You want to try in a different port?
Oh,
there we go.
Go back with that home.
Yeah, we got to live with it.
Wow. The beauty of live radio, ladies and gentlemen. For those of you who don't know, we don't have a way to preview things without actually doing it. We don't have that ability here in the station, in the studio. It's kind of suck, but we do what we can.
Okay.
What we may have to do is here, we'll just...
A part of Spankwagon Radio, I'd like to apologize, Russ, for our inefficiencies today, man. God, we are...
We suck. Sorry.
We are fucking up today, boy.
It's not us. It's the electronics. It's not us.
It's not us. Let's just mic the... we'll just mic his guitar. Let me grab some here.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, good move.
Yeah. So we don't get all that popping. So, Scrappy.
So, Russ, are you going to sing for us today, too?
Yeah.
You will sing?
Yeah.
Okay, I haven't heard your lyrics yet. I've only heard the...
the guitar.
The acoustics. He's pretty talented.
So, how's girls about guitar, as a matter of fact?
I play the guitar.
You play the guitar?
You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah. No. I'm rusty. I'm really rusty. But I was in a band.
Damn.
I was in guitar class in high school and took private guitar lessons and... junior high school. And
see, now you gotta get on the show, play something. We'll get the sound right there.
I know they hear Scrappy's
plucking and say, bam, down. Then we get a good. No, I believe you.
Actually, I was listening to them before the show, and I think Scrappy's got some musical talent.
Yeah.
Why? Wait, how? What?
I said I think you have musical talent. There might be something there. Because you seem to be pretty natural. I mean, you seem to be able. Not natural, but comfortable. Is comfortable a fair word?
You know what?
I'm not really sure what you're getting at.
I saw the pictures of you.
It's a compliment, sweetie.
Pictures of me. Doing
is it much
what?
Better? Are we good?
Yeah, that's cool.
All right, Russ. Take it away for us, baby.
All right. Yeah, nice just to start. Interesting. I put these strings on yesterday. Ah, he has technical issues too. Yes.
You should feel really privileged and honored that Murph gave up his mic.
Oh, you don't have a mic. Bro.
That's fine. Don't worry about it.
And we are so thankful.
No, we are very thankful. Thank you, Russ.
What kind of food did you like, man? I think I'll get dinner later on.
Are we done? No. All right, here we go. Ooh, what was there? That was gone.
There we are.
Forgot your address. Make sure when you sing real close to the mic.
I like that.
Swear your dedication to that which there's no proof, like a medication for a lack of truth. So what the imam tells us, what the rabbi yells us, what the priest sells us. What the imam tells us, what the rabbi yells us, what the priest sells us. The answer, they got the answer. The answer, they got the answer. The generations with infinitesimal extents, applications sparing no expense. It's what the imam tells us, what the rabbi yells us, what the priest sells us. What the imam tells us, what the rabbi yells us, what the priest sells us. The answer, they got the answer. The answer, they got the answer.
bump it like that, you know?
That was very good. Awesome.
That's very true, too. They do go. They do got the answer, don't they?
All right, so when's that first CD coming out? I Got Money?
That was great, man. That was really good.
Really good.
Cool. You know, most of us are, you know, hard metal, classic rock kind of guys, but that was really cool. That was very soothed. I could see myself just hanging out.
See, that's my son.
Just listen to that. That's you.
Here's how good it was. Or is, or whatever. I'm still pissed off that my board sucks. And that calmed me right down. Like, oh,
yeah,
right,
no, that's what I'm saying. I was getting taken away. I was about to be gone.
That put me in a nice place. And yes. Thank you.
Sweet.
That
that's
was
cool.
Perfect.
Do you have a name for that one?
The answer.
How about the answer?
The answer? See, I have named the Oscar. The what is it? Not the Oscar. What's
Grammy.
It called? Grammy. Yeah, I just named the Grammy when it sucks. So when you get on stage and you go get your Grammy, you said Decaf named the song "The Answer." See that?
What was your inspiration for that one?
You know, that talks to a few things about religion all over the world, and my inspiration is for everyone to open their eyes. And not just take the pablum.
Yep.
Good stuff. All right.
You know, it's funny. I started reading Thomas Paine's Age of Reason this week. So it's kind of really clicking in my head there, the whole, you know, destruction of religion. Anyway, that was really, really cool. And
right.
I've never really been up close and personal seeing that in action and just seeing, man, your knuckles are all bent back.
I know. And I mean, you got to be into it. I mean, your concentration is like, it's deep. Infinitesimal.
I put infinitesimal in a song.
There you go, dude.
Exactly.
Triple letter score right there.
I know.
Five syllables.
He said infinitesimal. I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Now that's talent alone to get a word to fit like that in a song.
That's a highlight for me, too.
So how long have you been putting stuff like this together, these kind of songs, like this kind of sound? How long have you been really putting that together?
I guess I discovered the sound like 5 years ago.
And it's been just kind of progressing and growing in your head?
Yeah.
Well, you said that you used to do like copy people before or you never did, or you just talk about you got out of the repetitive same thing. I was trying to figure, because you kind of talked about it earlier about how you were trying to change your style and stuff, and I was just wondering why.
Well, not change it, but, you know, I think I found my voice.
Yeah.
And I think that's the key as an artist. And so whatever happens with that is irrelevant if I did find my voice.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you find that point where you say, okay, this is what I want to express.
Yeah, exactly.
And push it out from there. That's really cool. You want to play something else for us?
Of course,
I mean,
of course.
Hell, man, I'm all for it.
All right, thank you. I want to say hi to my wife.
Aww.
And to my little guys at home. Suddenly, a thought occurred to me. You do for me quite nicely. Thank you.
I just want to add, too, it's not easy how he's playing with A, the strings, and B, without a pick. Because I cannot play without a pick, and I can hardly play on those strings. I was playing his guitar earlier, and I couldn't. It was. What? So that's really.
Well,
commendable.
Yeah, with the difficulty in it. When did you stop using the pick to play with?
A long time ago. And then, like I said, after a while of practice, scales and all that, then just try to forget it and try to squeeze the grape and come up with one good drop, you know?
Wow, see, I'm just so musically declined. I don't even know what to ask because I don't know. That's why you should ask the questions because you know more than I do. I have no idea what to ask him about.
Well, let me
guitar.
Ask Russ, with your songs and finding that voice and kind of finding – you said you started at a very young age doing this. How many tries and how many different times did you just kind of say, okay, you know what? I'm not finding it. I'm not feeling it. I'm done with this. I'm, you know, this age or that age. I'm going to go do this. I'm going to go do something else. I'm going to get out of this music. Screw this. I'm done. You know, how many times did that, like your creativity or that writer's block, if you will, hit?
A lot. You just have to, like you said, sometimes you're better off just moving away, go do something else, and then come back to it.
And have you done that for any length of time?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
And just to kind of go on that, then what was that thing that said, you know what? It's time to go back. It's time to grab the guitar. It's time to grab the notebook and start writing lyrics again. It's time to go back.
It that's hard to say. I don't quite know, but all of a sudden I'm there doing it again, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Freakazoid says, that was nice, and tell him to play something else.
So the chat room likes you.
So our listeners like you.
Who said that?
It's Freakazoid H, one of our chat rooms.
Freakazoid H said that?
Yeah.
Yes. I
Freakazoid
see.
H.
Okay.
Give him a shout out.
Hi, Freakazoid H.
So, I mean, you said you've gone through different things, find different voices. What have you found that really didn't work for you as far as musically?
Oh, trying to fit into a mold that already exists. Mm-hmm.
Like more of a classic rock styling. Or...
Exactly. Wow. Exactly. I have to just ignore that to be able to come up with something that's authentic. Because I've been holding on to that like a pearl, you know, my whole life.
And then sometimes you just got to let that go.
And I mean, holding on to wanting to keep something original and authentic. I've been holding on to that.
You know, it's funny listening to that. I hear, you know, you see guys like Sting and even like Stevie Ray Vaughan sometimes would go off and you do the whole big mainstream thing and then just say one day, you know what, I'm going to try something different, try something experimental.
Yeah.
And that's really what it sounds like. And
right.
It's
right.
Very, very cool.
Cool.
And it's very, very smooth. Do you have one more in you for us?
Of course.
Oh, that'd be
excellent.
Awesome.
Okay. Well.
Yeah, this.
Freakazoid H.
Okay. Just like an open door that's here to stay. She's the one that lifts my heart and helps me find the stars.
That was awesome. We just did some ghetto isolation on that one. So
ghetto ice.
Yeah, we're grabbing that one. Because you got to understand that hit a nice chord from Mr. Decaf.
Yeah, his lovely bride is of Hispanic descent.
Oh,
so,
really?
Yeah. Now, Russ, if you don't mind, would it be all right with you if we were to cut these and put them on our media page so people can actually hear these songs in there?
Of course. No,
that is great.
Excellent.
Now, if people want to get a hold of you, what's the best way?
My email, russellc@nevadafederal.org.
Very cool. And, you know, we've got some music friends who may want to get a hold of you. You never know. That's
awesome.
Russell C. I like that name, man.
Now, Russ, keep in mind also.
That's careful, he's going to run off with you, man.
I'm going to sign him.
You're going to sign him to your own label. Yeah.
I was like, I like that, Russell C. That's a nice name.
I mean, dude, you have a great sound. Russell, you have a great C. voice.
Awesome. We got the beautiful sounds of Russell C. You know, on the stations? On 87.5 Smooth Jazz.
So you haven't done any live gigs or anything like that?
No, I'm not into that, really.
Wow. Wow, that's, well... Well, Russ, thank you very much for coming in. Absolutely. We really appreciate it.
Awesome. Definitely appreciate it.
Yeah. God, you guys are great. Thanks so much.
Big time. So let's go ahead and we'll cut.
Next time you come back, come back with a pick.
I'll
bring my guitar and we'll jam out together. All right, we'll have a jam session.
And as the rule of thumb with Spankwagon Radio, you are always welcome back. If you have anything you want to talk about, if you actually have music out there you want to sell, or if
anything
you
want to do,
anything you want to talk about,
come and
you're
hang?
Always welcome to come
always.
Back.
Awesome, guys.
It's not against the rules. That's an inside joke. It's an inside joke.
All right, guys. So we're gonna cut to a break. Again, Russell C. Guys, you can get RussellC@NevadaFederal.org.
Yep.
And we'll put a link to that on the page, and we're also going to put this up on the media page so people can download these, listen to it. I have a funny feeling it's going to wind up on quite a few iPods.
Right on.
I got to tell you,
right
man.
On.
All right, guys. So
The Answer by Russell C.
All right, you're listening.
Produced by James.
Nice. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. You're listening to
Spankwagon Radio.
And we'll be back.
That day, yeah. 1978, hey, hey, hey.
always mean what they say. Your opinion has a time and place, but not in restroom time and space. Call up a stall, has us in a hot embrace. The truth is right there. So bear down and stare. That's right, it's the truth, huh? Push towards the moment you've been waiting for. So hard that your eyes are hanging out by the coast. Then in the bright light of your epiphany, you'll see the right, what's right. You want me, you want me, you want me. Go, frogman, go.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Spankwagon Radio.
Spankwagon!
Big thank you to Russ for coming in and doing three awesome songs.
Yeah, he was talent.
You know, I'm not a huge jazz fan myself. I'm not a huge easy listening fan, but
neither am I. But he made it
that
work.
That worked well. Yeah, he made it work.
See, and that's why I told him. I said everyone in the studio is not big on it, but me. I said I really enjoyed it. It's good.
I listen Sorry, Murph, to a I took lot of table. Different types of music though, so. But it's whatever.
You do, and you surprised me with the amount of music you're listening to. I figured it was pretty...
You would think it's like rap. That, yeah. I mean, that's how he categorizes me. But no, I listen to a lot of different...
you do, and that was very refreshing. So thank you. Who booked this one? I thought you booked...
No.
Murph, thank you very
that
much.
That was our first response to our first Craigslist ad.
Excellent. All right, now we have a phone call that came in during the break. Decaf, who's on the line for you here, man?
It is Wes from Dim. We all remember Wes.
Hey, Wes.
Yo.
Hey, man. You just got done for the show?
Yeah, man. First show of the year, so your boy's a little winded. No more alcohol for me, ever.
Yeah, fucking right. You know you're lying like a
bullshit.
Man.
Bullshit.
Yeah, I'm lying, dude. I'm on my way to the bar right now since I get off the fucking phone. What's the business, guys?
All right, well, I just want to talk about what you posted on my MySpace. Tell me the whole story from the beginning. Because I'm going to do a darker perspective after you tell this story. So,
well,
and give me the exact names because I'm going to call out people. So go ahead.
First of all, I got to ask, can I say the name of the place that...
Yes, most definitely.
Sure. Say whatever you want.
All right. Well, the business was we had this show set up at Sin City Saloon. It was us, my brother's band Cornerstone, and then Jesus or a Gun.
What is it called? Sin City Saloon?
Yeah, Sin City Saloon.
Okay.
Don't be mistaken with Cheyenne Saloon because we love them forever. Yeah, but anyway, what the big problem was, last Saturday, our boy Mark that set up our show for this supposed to be this coming Saturday had a rap act come through. And there was a little bit more diversity than they're used to, meaning that there was a lot more black people. Than Sin City Saloon really allows.
I was going to say, there might have been a few more African-American people in the room.
Yeah, it wasn't Harlem that night, Colors. Apparently. So,
Colors.
Yeah, they had a big problem with that because the issue wasn't really like a fight. There was no fight. There was no problems at all. They ended up shortchanging the band for one that came through. And they told Mark that they weren't looking for that demographic to come in.
Ain't that some fucked up? Go on. Ain't that some fucked up shit?
So So Mark proceeds to tell him that he's like, you know that the bands that I have coming in next Saturday, every band has at least one black member. And he's like, are you fucking serious?
Oh, my God.
We'll call you back and let you know what we feel about that. And he's like, you know what, dude? We're just going to take all of our shows from Mark Productions off from now through April, and we'll just be done with the business. So officially, the show had been shut down for the second time because we had another issue with Candy Club. So, upon finding this out, every band that was on there kind of did a rampage on the MySpaces and started blasting Sin City Saloon. And even in fact, tonight, all the people that came to see us already knew the situation. So the chant of "Fuck Sin City Saloon" kept going on while we were playing.
Nice.
And yeah, so if anybody, any band that needs to come through, Mark is actually taking bands that were supposed to play at Sin City Saloon to other places. So just get a hold of Mark Productions, and he'll take care of you.
Now, what kind of shit is that?
That's,
you know, I'm sorry. It's
now, was he like straightforward and just bold with the shit, or did he even sugarcoat it, or he just said straight out the demographic?
Well, that was the demographic that he wasn't looking for. I didn't talk to him personally. That's what was said to Mark, and Mark not only confirmed what he said, but, you know, took action on it. So that's basically what the business was.
Damn.
Yeah. So
so what's the dude's name that at Sin City that told him, man?
I don't know that.
Well, he's gonna become cracking in about five
minutes.
The
funny thing is, from what I heard, the dude's Hawaiian. That's what
he's
I heard.
He's Hawaiian?
Hawaiian?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, wow. But you know, that could be misinformation. I really wouldn't know.
Because you'd expect that shit from a whitey, but not from a Hawaiian.
Wait a minute, hold on. You got two white. Was that Murphy?
That's me, yo. What's up, dude?
Okay. I was like, you got two white people sitting right next to you. You ain't trying to say all that shit.
Hey, we do everything we can to keep him down, just to keep the status quo right where it should be.
Well, I think they're looking for bartenders over at Sin City if y'all want to apply. I'm just saying.
Oh, I'll go get my sheets and cut the eye holes in them now.
The house next door to me was sold. No, I'm not going to sing that song.
So where's this place at?
It's off of Las Vegas Boulevard and Convention Center, I think. That's the info that we had, which
what demographic is out there?
It makes no sense to me because that's like Black Central.
That's what I'm saying.
That's like homeless Black Central.
I mean, you got you know, the former Stardust. No, you know, no one's got any place to go from there. What else? Oh, Greek Isles. Ooh. Wow.
Yeah, ain't no Greeks in there. It's probably full of black people too.
Wow, dude, that's fucked up, man. I can't believe that shit still goes on in this day and age.
I know. That's
why we need Obama.
Dude, honestly, all I could do was laugh because I didn't know.
You didn't know what to say.
I couldn't take it seriously, dude. I was like, no black people allowed? Hey, man, talking about a race issue right now. Don't come get fucked up. Both the white members of my band are trying to get racist on me right now. we about to kick them out and change them in for some illegal immigrants.
Hey, Wes, this is Trencher.
Maybe they ain't paying them anyway. What's up?
Hey, Freakazoid H wants to know, did you still play? What happened then? You basically didn't show, or what's going on?
Well, the issue that is talked about at hand is actually for tomorrow's show.
Oh, okay.
Which has been switched over to Rocks because apparently, Fizzly Promotions took all their shows off of Rocks and went over to Sin City Saloon. So Mark took all of his shows and brought them to Rocks. So that's us tomorrow at
You might as well go ahead and give out.
Go ahead and give it out. Tell us where your show is tomorrow.
Oh, I gotta put it all out there.
Yeah, go ahead. Man. That's what Spankwag is for.
we're playing at Rocks with Cornerstone and Jesus Our Gun tomorrow night at 8:00. So if you're 21 and over and you can have titties if you want to. But, yeah, if you want to come through, we're playing tomorrow night. I think we're going on second, but there's three good bands, heavy bands, soft bands, all that good shit. So come check us out.
Awesome. All righty, man. I'll let you go. Go get your drunk, you lying motherfucker. You know you're going to get drunk.
y'all wide nose having jungle music playing, motherfuckers. I will see you guys later.
All righty, man.
All right.
See you later, Wes.
Late.
Holy shit.
Oh, shit. It's been a while, man. I don't remember the last time I did a Darker Perspective. This is... Man. You know what? I looked at my contract today, man, and it didn't get renewed by Trencher. You know, the cracking motherfucker that runs this motherfucking studio, right? He didn't renew my contract. But anyway, I'm not going to talk about that. I'll talk about this crack ass later. Hey, what's going on, man? It's the Darker Perspective. This is your host, Big Daddy Decaf. Now, I want to talk about, everyone just heard about these motherfuckers at Sin City Saloon. Yeah, Sin City Saloon in the one of the blackest areas of fucking town. Las Vegas Boulevard and Convention Center. Now, these cracker motherfuckers, now, I guess, if I'm not mistaken, the man said that he may be Hawaiian. So I'm going to call him a Hawaiian cracker motherfucker. How about that? You know, pineapple-eating motherfucker. Either or. Hey, it works. But these motherfuckers told people, this shit is not even 1970s and shit is ended. I mean, this is like fucking 50 fucking years in the past now. They told my man, West, that he can't, him and his bands, other bands there cannot perform because of the demographic. The demographic. Have you seen a demographic of Las Vegas Boulevard, motherfuckers? You know what I mean? There ain't no white people in the fucking area at all. So you must not got no business. Now, earlier on the site, he didn't mention it. He said that the place was already a hole in the fucking wall. Now, how you going to have a hole in the fucking wall place and then try to tell motherfuckers that they can't show up in your hole in the wall? You be trying to get every customer. That's like us begging to get people to listen to the goddamn show. We're going to tell people, oh, no, you know what? We don't like your demographic. You're too nerdy for Spring Wagon Radio, so don't listen to our show. I mean, what the fuck, man? So I just want to call them out. I'm keeping it short. Sin City Saloon, Las Vegas Boulevard, and the Convention Center. Don't fucking go. Fuck those motherfuckers. Don't go. If you feel like pissing and you need a place to piss, that piss on the side of the wall. Go all the way there to piss on the side of that motherfucking wall. And this is Decaf, and I'm out, motherfuckers. And I'll be back sooner, man. I'm renewing my goddamn contract, nigga. That's what I'm going to do. All my children in the daytime, Dallas at night, can't even see the game or the Sugar Ray fight. The bill collectors, they ring my phone and scare my wife when I'm not home. Got a bum education, double-digit inflation, can't take the train to the job, there's a strike at the station. Me on King Kong, standing on my back, can't stop to turn around. Broke my sacroiliac, a mid-range migraine, cancer membrane. Sometimes I think I'm going insane, I swear I might hijack a plane. Don't push me, call, close to the edge.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Spank Wagon Radio, that was a Darker Perspective. I will have to talk to that personality at Decaf because there is an absolute positive reason I've not renewed that fucker's contract.
Is it really?
Oh, absolutely. total valid reason. Total valid. You want to why?
Why is that?
Bitch stole my Cadillac. I'm just saying, he stole my goddamn Cadillac.
Hey man, you can't talk about the big daddy like that, man. A Dark Perspective. He didn't steal your Cadillac, man. He raped your wife.
Need me some white women.
No, that was more of a willing donation.
Sin City Saloon.
Wait, how can that happen?
Demographic.
How can that fucking happen? That's on the strip. You're talking about, you know, the Las Vegas strip. I'm sorry, it's an Asian thing, you know. It's not a
I like me some Asians. So, what else we got going on tonight?
I don't know, but we got a phone call, so let's find out who this is.
Caller, you are on the air.
Is Murphy here?
This is Murphy.
Oh.
Does a sentence follow that O?
Or is it just ending on a period?
I'm used to hearing a lot of O's, O's, O's.
I think that's kind of a young
you know,
voice.
You know who I think that is, though? Is this the guy from Real Kids Radio? Guys, we just got too much to do tonight. Sorry.
Bye. All right. So, moving on.
He did sound like a real kid.
Yeah. Maybe it is Real Kid Radio. Well, we'll play with them next week. Anyway.
they can play with each other this week.
I'm a jump rope. Okay, that's nothing.
So, what else is going on this week, guys?
Oh, shit.
Dick is a killer.
You haven't been in the news lately. What do you want?
Well, actually, I'm about to be in the news. It just hit tonight.
A heart attack?
No, not another heart attack. Come on now. You know I had my heart removed months and months and months ago.
All right. We'll give it to you.
I had it replaced with a Hummer engine.
So you're right. You're being powered by a 350 Chevy.
Well, yeah, and that's the reason we're not really getting any oil from Iraq. It takes quite a bit to keep this thing pumping. So, yeah. So, actually, this is a preemptive call from you. about to send all of you letters letting you know that your check is in the mail for the tax refund.
Oh, are you talking tax refund or are you talking the incentive?
The incentive. Yeah. Well, anyway, look, not everyone out there is raking in the big money, okay? So we have to help the American public. We have to help spur the economy. We have to give you money so you can go out and spend it.
Okay, but we're not spending
it.
On gas. Can I ask a question about that, Dick?
Sure.
Why isn't anyone telling George that analysts expect $4 gallon gas by summer? There was a press conference a week ago. Someone, I forget who was in the media, asked, and George went, there.
We tell him a lot of things, but unless it's written in crayon, he pretty much doesn't get it. That, and he was all hyped up about that Horton Hears a Who movie. If it's not involved in that, he pretty much doesn't want to have anything to do with it these days. We actually got the good folks at DreamWorks to give us a
screener?
A preview copy. Oh, okay. And George has worn out the DVD player.
Wait. You have a preview? Can I get that on BitTorrent?
Look, the only one who got it was George, and you really think he can figure out BitTorrent?
I'm asking you, not
this
George.
This is the man who choked on a pretzel for crying out loud.
All right.
Hey, what's going on, man?
You guys still have the color, huh?
Am I part of your demographic?
You certainly are. We'd love you to enlist in the army and stand up front. That's Operation Get Behind the Darkies. Hey, do you still have the big pretty bitch in the studio with you there?
Yeah.
Is she there?
Yes.
How you doing, baby? You want to come and see my pacemaker sometime?
Now, I actually,
Dick, you short circuit.
I actually have a question for you, Mr. Cheney, sir.
Certainly.
Whoa!
I'm talking like Fox. Okay. Now, Bush denied that the country is going into a recession. Is that true, or is he just blowing?
Yes, that is absolutely true. Bush denied that we're going into a recession.
Yeah, you know what? He's answering your questions. Hold on, but let me rephrase that in more of a Caucasian manner.
I don't speak that hippity hop.
You don't speak that colored.
Oh.
I grew up in Boston, so I've got a lot of that in me. What can I say?
All right, so Robotic, I got to ask this question then. With the unemployment numbers sort of looking like they're going up and the fact that they're saying maybe two quarters of a recession.
No one said anything about a recession.
Well, that's the thing. No one has officially said from the White House a recession. Is this going to be a case we're going to hear about it after the fact?
Well, your best bet, honestly, is to turn on Fox News and listen to whatever they tell you. If they tell you we're not in a recession, then we are not in a recession. I mean, it's really not that difficult to understand, Treacher. Do we really need to start monitoring your phone calls again?
You've stopped?
We had to. You dial entirely too much tranny porn up. I have never found a man in my life who dials phone sex with a tranny. It's grab my tit and feel my balls. I don't understand why that happens. I mean, could we get you a financially subsidized, strap-on for your wife? Would that help?
So,
if we could BitTorrent the movie, we may be able to make a compromise here.
We gave George a computer last week. It actually is an Etch-A-Sketch, and he's perfectly happy
you,
with it.
You told me about the Etch-A-Sketch, the Etch-A-Sketch laptop last time. Has he figured to shake it to reboot?
He has been shaking it, but he doesn't shake it himself. We've hired Michael J. Fox just to hold on to it, and it works out pretty well.
what I've been wondering for a while, Mr. Cheney, is why didn't you put in your bid for running for the President of the United States for 2008?
Oh, it's a complex question. I'd rather be behind the scenes running the country than standing in front of everyone and taking all the abuse.
All right. Well, Dick.
Hold on a sec. Mr. McCain has talked about a couple of things. I might be the one picking out his vice president, so you never know. I may just end up picking myself.
And that's the thing I was going to ask. I know McCain said he wouldn't mind having you as a VP again. Would you do that job again, knowing the scrutiny in the
hell? Oh, I definitely would do it again, especially with McCain. You know, who doesn't love a good goop joke? Now back to why I called, guys. You guys always sidetrack me. Back to why I called. So we are sending out a letter to let you know that your tax rebate check is in the mail. We made a mistake with the postage, and I'm really, really sorry about that. But sending out this, let me get Condi, come on over here for a second. What's the bill on that? Are you kidding me? Are we sending out one of George's crayons with everyone of these? Okay, so yeah, it's going to cost us $42 million for us to send out this letter, letting you know that your check is coming soon. We will be sending out another letter also. also letting you know that you may not be receiving a check if you still owe taxes.
For $42 million, you're writing a dollars. You're using my tax money to tell me I'm going to get my tax money.
Yeah, $42 million is really not that much.
Dick, come on! What is wrong with you? If you're going to be sending a letter, sending my tax money, telling me I'm going to be getting my tax money.
Do you know how much money it costs for us to print all these?
Look out!
I thought it was written in crayon.
No. We're sending, George isn't sending this stuff. We have to print it up. We have to send it out. We have to pay someone to lick all the envelopes.
Wait!
Hold on. Then we've got to somehow find a way to bring Rummy back so he can put it all in the back of a pickup truck, take it down to the UPS store, have it scanned, have it sent out.
What? Why are you wasting...
Because we need to let everyone know that they're getting a check. Maybe, look, everyone may not be like your boy Murphy and watching Fox News all the time. Sorry. That's a good one. I couldn't even say that with all the straight face. Look, not everyone watches Fox News. Maybe they don't know they're getting a check. You know, we're not like the RIAA. We're going to send people the check when they've earned that money. Or, you know, paid that money to us. And, wow, this line's getting crackly. Is anybody... Someone call AT&T. We need to get this line back up and running.
Well, after every tonight, all of tonight's technical issues, that's par for course, and you're just going to have to suffer.
Listening to that guy, it was really cool. I didn't realize you guys had become homosexuals. I mean, that was
Dick, that ain't fair. You know what? I got to drop your line.
I have not heard from Ms. Scrappy enough. Now, Scrappy, I understand that, I've been monitoring certain emails between you and Mr. Murphy, and I understand you have a little political science class that you've been taking.
We're not talking about this.
No, I would love to talk to you about this. Now, I understand that you're kind of on the fence for your beliefs, and you're not really sure who you should be voting for this fall. Is that correct?
Sure.
So, let me give you just a quickie. This is why you should vote for John McCain. Because if you don't vote for John McCain, we're going to send someone to your house to anally rape your dogs.
I don't care about my dogs.
And you.
I don't care about me. Wait, can you send someone hot and young and wealthy?
We're sending Ashcroft.
Who are you I don't know who that is.
He's an old man. With old balls.
Can he keep it up without Viagra?
Actually, no. We use a popsicle stick and we just tape it to it.
That sounds painful.
Whoa. Only if it splinters. All right, guys, so remember, vote for McCain or else we'll anally rape your dog. Anything else anybody wants to ask? I'm just wondering here. I got a couple of minutes tonight.
You know, you're right.
They're bringing me a fresh version. I'm going to suck the blood right out of them. I'm just waiting for a few minutes. I got nothing really else going on.
Dick, I got to cut the line.
Please do.
You're not cutting anything. I'll call AT&T and we'll cut the lines. Remember, no one gets better reception than NSA.
Dick, goodbye, Dick.
Goodbye, guys.
That guy freaks me out.
Dick is a killer. Dick is a killer. Dick is a killer. Dick is a killer. Dick is a killer.
Yeah!
Dick is a killer. Dick is a killer. Dick is a killer. Dick is a killer. Dick is a killer.
Dude, seriously? When that guy talks, my balls suck right up into my body.
What is it?
Mine too.
Your balls shrink for Robo Dick Cheney and Sinister Minister.
Yeah, well, no, that guy just makes me wet my pants. But, so what did he say?
Basically, they're going to be spending $46 million to remind us that they're going to be giving us money back, maybe.
Wow, that is outstanding.
Yeah,
they could just write it in crayon.
Wow. So, you know what I wish I had? I wish I had my cable right now.
A penis?
Because if I had, I wish I had a penis. Because I'd stick it in your mouth and shut you up. If I only had a cock. You know, it's bit night here with us, everyone. And if you don't have enough bits, well, you got to resort to things like calling other shows and telling them that they broke the rules. You know? You broke the rules. Where's the end? Did you?
It's in Scrappy's ass.
Did you? Oh, boy. Did you put it in your pocket?
Uh-oh.
Anyway, so it's bit night. We're breaking them all out. Let's see. We've had Robo Dick Cheney. We've had Darker Perspective. What's really missing?
I'm trying to think of it myself. I got to figure out which one of the board you're on.
Scrappy's got something we're going to do here in a minute, too. I think could be kind of interesting.
I don't know.
Are there any bits we're missing?
I can't think of any.
Oh, I know who we're missing, baby. Turn the lights down low, ladies and gentlemen. If you're homosexual, snuggle up to the speakers. Get yourself going nice and tight. If you got yourself a box of wine, go ahead and pour yourself a glass. Because it's your resident sex expert, the one who says everything you need to hear. It's time for Quaalude Man.
Let's get it on.
Yeah. Quaalude Man, are you here today?
Oh yeah.
Now we've got some listener emails with some questions for you.
How can I be of assistance?
Well, listener Lee has a question. He writes, "Dear Quaalude Man, my wife currently will not let me stick my penis in her vagina." And what can I do about that?
Well, all you gotta do is wait for me, Quaalude Man, to pull it out.
Alrighty, so Lee, just wait for Quaalude Man to show up and he'll pull it out.
So I have a question. Who do you prefer, white women or black women, Asian women? What do you prefer, miss?
Yeah. Pick 'em and I'll stick 'em. If the love is true, oh, babe. So, is there any more?
So, Quaalude Man.
Yes.
What's the nastiest thing you ever did to a girl before?
Let's just say it was ankle deep. Yeah. All right. Any others?
Yes, I have one.
Oh, is it a female?
I have a question for
you. You don't have a sausage fest.
I don't.
Oh.
We broke it up for you, Quaalude Man.
Right on.
And I would like to know.
Yeah.
What can I do to please my man?
Oh. Anything he wants. Pure and simple.
And if you were my man?
Knee deep.
Knee deep? What is that, amputee sex?
Oh, yeah.
Quaalude Man, we have one more for you.
Okay.
One more for you. This is from listener Richard.
All right, Dick.
Richard wants to know, with a heart condition, what would definitely be off the table?
Don't. Do not. Absolutely. Ever. Let her sit on your face. Bam, 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 baby. Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been your moment of sexual wisdom brought to you by Quaalude Man at Spankwagon Radio. Remember, if you have any questions for Quaalude Man, feel free to email them to radio@spankwagon.net. Someone go and get Trench out of the bathroom.
Hey, Trencher. Come on.
Every time that music starts, he runs in there, starts beating off like a monkey.
It's the music. Hey, we got a phone call. All right. Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air.
Apparently we don't have a phone call.
I can handle that.
So anyway, wow. Are there any other bits we need to break out of the closet
tonight? I
gotta
love his advice. You know, his
dude,
advice.
Quaalude Man, he knows his shit when it comes to the ladies.
Knees deep, though. I'm still trying to figure knees out deep. What the fuck is
yeah.
knees deep.
I'm telling you, I think it's amputee sex.
It's gotta be. I mean, ankle deep, I can understand, you know, foot fucking. I mean, there's a foot
dude, that's
fetish.
That's like fisting to a whole new level.
I have a question for you two.
Yeah.
If a girl asked you to come between her toes.
Oh, Jesus.
In a minute.
Would you? Would you come between her
it
toes?
Won't do shit for me, but if it does the world for her, I'm set.
That wouldn't freak you out if someone was like, "Oh,
that's
baby,
creepy."
Come toes. Between my toes.
No, then oh. I would pick her through. I would pick it through the crack of her feet and feed it to her in her mouth.
Oh! What if she could suck her own toes?
Even better.
And she sucked it all off her toes.
I'll shove that bitch's foot down her fucking throat.
Ankle deep.
No, ankle deep. There you go. Ankle deep. No, keep going. Knee deep. There you
knee
are.
Knee deep. You know, go for the fluid on the knee. That's natural.
Toe in the chat room says, come between me. What?
Nice one. Hey, Toe. How's it going?
Holy cow.
Oh, my God. Spank Wagon Radio. You can find us online, spankwagon.net.
I love that Quaalude Man.
Quaalude Man's great. Now, we have something going on here. Now, we always talk about the shit that we know that Scrappy doesn't know. What was it that we said earlier that she got, too? What was that?
Was Hyphy and
no,
Carrie. Oh yeah,
they're
the movie
all
Carrie.
They're gonna laugh at
they're
you.
They're gonna laugh at you. She actually did.
Oh, yep, she actually got
I finally get to play this.
We're gonna.
What the hell is it?
your theme.
I have a theme?
For teaching the shit we don't know.
Okay. I was researching. All right. I have a question for you guys. I have a quiz.
Uh-oh.
A quiz.
Get your pencils out, boys.
And I researched this shit, and I did my whole little
get your pencils out.
Keep them in, please.
I don't have any lead in mine.
Celebrities' babies' names.
Celebrities' babies' names?
Celebrities' babies' names. What do you guys know about celebrities' babies' names?
I will absolutely say jack shit. I can safely say jack shit.
I know
one.
What
about you, Decaf? You don't know any?
I don't know
Which
any.
One do you know, Murph?
I know...
You don't know shit. Okay. I'm going to shoot out some names at you guys, and I want to see if you can at least guess who's the baby's parents are.
Guess who the parents are?
Yeah.
Right. Who's your daddy?
This is the one, actually, Murph, that you know. Apple.
Okay, yeah, I know that one.
Who's the parents?
That's Gwyneth Paltrow and some dude.
Yeah.
Okay. Pilot Inspector.
Pilot Inspector, sir!
Arl Inspector?
No, it's Pilot Inspector, and I'm going to...
Pilot Inspector, one name or two names?
Pilot is the first name, Inspector, and then the last name is Resgraf Lee.
Okay, so I got an idea. Let's go around the room, and you'll ask each one of us, and we'll see who can get it right.
Those are the last names of the mom and dad, by the way. Resgraf Lee? Resgraf? Pilot?
So it's Pilot Inspector.
Inspector.
Okay, so this
name.
One's for Decaf.
Pilot Inspector Resgraf Lee.
Who are the parents?
I'll say Jason Lee.
No. Well, yeah, Jason Lee. Jason Lee and Beth Resgraf.
Okay,
Pilot Inspector. Spelled INSPEKTOR. A Pilot Inspector is his name. Oh. Okay, here's one for you, Trench.
Oh, okay.
Moxie Crime Fighter Gillette.
I know this
one. Oh, come on. That's Penn Gillette. That's Penn Gillette's kid.
Moxie Crime Fighter.
Wow.
Yes. Okay.
You got to understand. We even said at the beginning of the show, the only celebrity I've met is Penn Gillette.
Okay, here's a three for you, but it's really easy. I'm going to name all three of their
kids. Oh, it's for me? Okay.
Yeah. It's Diva Muffin. That's the first kid. The second kid is Moon Unit. The third kid is Ahmet Rodan. And the last name is Zappa.
I know it's Frank Zappa, but I don't know the name of the mother.
Frank and Gail Zappa.
Frank and Gail Zappa.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Everybody knows Dweezil's a girl's name. Yeah, no, I know Dweezil, I know Moon Unit, but I didn't know the other ones.
Dweezil.
Dweezil Zappa. That's another one of their kids.
Yeah,
oh, that one's not on here.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
All right, so Decaf is back to you.
Decaf, this one you should know. Coco. I'm not going to say the last name yet. Do you know
her
first name? Coco.
Coco Beware.
We're all doing the Birdman.
I love that guy. All right. Coco?
Coco. Coco Riley Arquette.
Oh, that's David Arquette.
And Courtney Cox.
Courtney Cox.
I thought they didn't have kids.
Nope, they have a kid. I don't know if it's a boy or a girl.
Okay. Trench, this one's for you.
All right.
Trench, this one's for you. Wait, you say that one, because remember, I couldn't...
Oh, it's Zowie Bowie.
Zowie. Sound like a pet dog.
Or Zowie Bowie.
Come here, Zowie.
Zowie Bowie.
Zowie Bowie.
David Bowie.
And it's spelled Z-O-W-I-E.
Jesus.
That's
crazy.
Horrible.
Zowie Bowie.
Okay, who's next?
It's me.
Okay. Audio Science Clayton. Audio Science, I swear to God, that is the name.
I'm just going to give myself the buzzer because I don't even know.
It's Shannon, what the hell? Shannon Sossaman and Dallas Clayton.
I have no idea who either of those people are.
Who are those people?
Dallas Clayton.
Are they famous people?
Yeah. These are all famous
people. To someone.
Okay. Here's one for you.
Okay.
Decaf. Cal L. Coppola Cage.
I know this one.
That's easy.
Nicholas Cage.
Nick Cage.
And I don't know the bitch.
Alice Kim.
Oh, no.
Okay. For you. Trench.
Hi.
Indiana August Affleck. I know it's not Ben Affleck.
Casey Affleck.
Yeah. See, the last name kind of gives it away.
Yeah, no. On some of these.
But the first names are fucked up. How do you name your child Pilot Inspector?
Moxie Crime Fighter.
Audio Silence. Audio Silence.
Moon Unit.
Okay, here's one. Here's another three for you, and I'll give you the last name after.
Okay.
Fifi Trixie Belle. Peaches Honey Blossom. And Little Pixie, and the last name is Geldof.
Wait, so
yeah,
Bob Geldof's kids?
Yes.
I have no idea who Bob Geldof is.
We are the world. We are Bob Geldof.
Oh, okay.
We are the children.
They said Gandalf.
Geldof.
Gandalf, I know.
Podcast magic missile.
Two damage.
Okay, Decaf, here's a twofer for you, and I'll give you the last name. But it's Daisy Boo and Poppy Honey Oliver.
Daisy Boo and Poppy Honey Oliver.
Oliver?
Oliver is the last name.
Only
Oliver I know is Stone, so Oliver.
Anybody?
No idea.
The other last name is Norton.
Ooh.
Oh, Ed Norton?
No, it's Jamie Oliver and Juliet Norton.
Jamie Oliver, the chef, the cook guy.
The cook?
Wow.
I thought his name is Kid Like Lettuce or some shit.
Here's an easy one.
You're my son, Beat.
Well, I don't know if you guys all know this one. Bluebell, Madonna, Hollywell. Anybody? No?
No.
Ginger Spice's kid?
Hollywell, okay.
Ooh,
Hollywell,
sorry.
Yeah. Casper Vaughn.
Casper Vaughn?
Yeah,
Claudia
again.
Claudia Schiffer and Matthew Vaughn. Casper. Who named their kid Banjo?
Waylon Jennings.
Rachel Griffiths. Roy and Clark. Patrick Taylor.
Wow, that's... See, this is... I know nothing about
this one. I can't pronounce. Phineas. Phineas. Is that Phineus?
Yeah. It's Phineas.
So what does Phineas mean?
Fuck if I know.
No, I'm asking you. You know the fucking word.
Phineas? It's just a name.
Oh, just a name?
Yeah, it's a British.
It's just a fucking Frank. Frank is a name.
But
Russ Phineas, is a fucking name.
Phineas is just a fucking name. It's not Moon Unit or fucking Launch Pad.
No, I mean, Phineas is an actual natural person's name.
Yes, there are several Phineases out there.
Have you met a Phineas?
I have met a Phineas.
How about Aurelius? Or
Uranus?
No, Aurelius.
We're naming our first child Uranus, the last one Placenta.
Here's an Aquina.
Ahmed!
Aquina.
Aquina?
Aquina. Ahmed!
There's actually a lot of poets and lyrics.
Thank you. Come again.
On this list.
Slurpee.
Poet. Lyric.
All right, so what's your favorite one? Last one. Favorite one.
Oh, that was all of them. I pretty much went through all the ones I really wanted to cover. But that just gets me Pilot Inspector.
Pilot Inspector is the one that you like. I like Moon Unit the best.
I know. Moon Unit and Audio awesome. Science.
Hey, we got a caller. You're on the air.
Hey, this is Bill.
Hi, Bill. What can we do for you?
Hi, Bill.
Hey, I had Jason call in, but you wouldn't take his call. And he's got cancer.
Really?
I don't get it. Real Kid Radio.
Oh, sorry, guys. Just don't have time for you tonight.
Wow, boring. All right. So, wow.
Wow. So they fuck babies and play with cancer patients.
Apparently.
Wow. Outstanding. Anyway, so moving right along.
Hey.
Balls out. Balls on the mic. Well,
you
can put your vagina
balls
on the mic.
On my mic.
Boring. I got to dual ball it.
I got big balls.
All right, so what we're going to do is take a quick break. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Hey, I want to talk about sex in space.
Hey, remember, guys, you are talking to internet radio superstars, Spagwagon Radio, who broadcasts to the entire world instead of one tiny little AM station.
Yeah, spankwagon.net.
Spankwagon.
Drop it like it's hot.
Folks, I'd like to sing a song about the American dream. About me. About you. About the way our American hearts beat way down in the bottom of
Bring the mics up. I want to sing this.
About that special feeling we get in the...
I won't even fake like I know the words.
Maybe below the cockles.
You will.
Maybe in the
subcockle area. Maybe even the...
Let's just stick with the chorus.
Maybe in the kidneys. Maybe even in the colon. We don't know. I'm just a regular Joe with a regular job. I'm your average white suburbanite slob. I like football and porno and books about war. I got an average house with a nice hardwood floor.
High five!
My wife, my job, my kids and my car. My feet on the table and a Cuban cigar. But sometimes that just ain't enough
to keep a man like me interested. Oh no, no way. Uh-uh, no, I gotta go out and have fun at someone else's expense. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. I drive really slow in the ultra-fast lane while people behind me are going insane. I'm an asshole. I'm an asshole.
He's actually got a nice voice.
And I piss on the seats. I walk around in the summertime saying, how about this heat? I'm an asshole. The audio. I'm an asshole. Sometimes I park in handicapped spaces while handicapped people make handicapped faces. I'm an asshole. I'm an asshole. Singing this song, ranting and raving and carrying on. Maybe they're right when they tell me I'm wrong,
cause I just won't pick up the phone.
Nah, I'm an asshole. I'm an asshole.
You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna get myself a 1967 Cadillac Eldorado convertible. I think with wheels and hubcaps and all leather cow interior and that brown baby seal eyes for headlights. Yeah! And I'm gonna drive around in that baby at 115 miles per hour, getting 1 mile per gallon, sucking down quarter pound of cheeseburgers from McDonald's in the old-fashioned non-biodegradable styrofoam containers. And when I'm done sucking down those greaseball burgers, I'm gonna wipe my mouth with the American flag, and then I'm gonna toss the styrofoam containers right out the side, and there ain't a goddamn thing anybody can do about it. You know why? Because we got the bomb, that's why. Two words, nuclear fucking weapons, okay? Russia, Germany, Romania, they can have all the democracy they want. They can have a big democracy cakewalk right through the middle of Tiananmen Square, and it won't make a lick of difference because we got the bombs, okay? John Wayne's not dead. He's frozen. And as soon as we find a cure for cancer, we're gonna thaw out the Duke, and he's gonna be pretty pissed off. You know why? Have you ever taken a cold shower? We'll multiply that by 15 million times. That's how pissed off the Duke's gonna be. I'm gonna get the Duke and John Cassavetes and Lee Marvin and Sam Peckinpah and a case of whiskey and drive down to Texas.
You know, you really are an asshole.
Why don't you just shut up and sing the song, pal?
I'm an asshole. I'm an asshole.
A-S-S-H-O-L-E. Everybody.
A-S-S-H-O-L-E.
A-S-S-H-O-L-E. A-S-S-H-O-L-E.
I'm an asshole.
I'm an asshole, and I'm proud of it.
Spankwagon Radio.
So I never knew Mark was a choir boy.
Yeah, well, you know,
he's got a pretty little voice. He does, like
doesn't he?
Like a little pretty pixie fairy. It's so cute.
Pixie fairy? Hey,
high five. You got Jen in the chat room saying you could be on American Idol.
Hello?
Goodbye.
Oh, sorry, guys.
You
no time for you tonight.
You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
It's this whole trying to master the phone system. They just don't get it.
You know,
they must have ran out of babies to fuck.
It comes from spending too much time in AM radio.
So, all right. What we do need to go to is
a quick break.
You are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Asshole Radio!
Asshole Radio!
No, that's
actually Spankwagon Radio.
No, it's Spankwagon Radio.
Oh, okay. Spankwagon.net. We will be back.
Hey, but other people's calling us assholes right now.
Cool.
That was Asshole Radio.
So if you're lonely, you know I'm here waiting for you. I'm just a crosshair. I'm just a shot away from you. And if you leave, I'm just
bother asking you what you've done. Though the rumors all point to something going on. See, the past is the past and I'm not gonna dwell. But I better never catch you with someone else. So I'll put it to you once, then never again. If you wanna be a lover, if you wanna be a friend, then take 5 fingers and put them to your heart. S-W-E-A-R. Hand over the heart and trust me. You love me. Get a judge and jury. Bible to your hand. Gotta tell the whole truth. Nothing less than that, girl. Swear.
Hi, I'm Big Daddy Decaf.
I'm Trencher.
I'm Scrappy.
And I'm Murphy.
And you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio, baby.
Where we have enough material to fill 2 full hours.
Can I be Little Mama Scrap? I don't know, you get to be Big Daddy Decaf. I want to be like Little Mama Scrap.
All right, Little Mama Scrap. I like it.
You sound like Mama. I think Mama Cass. I'm like, don't let her eat chicken sandwich. Don't let her eat chicken sandwich.
Little Mama Scrap. Little Scrap.
Little Scrappy.
That's what I put on your. That's what I put on your badge.
Little Scrappy.
Guys, remember our.
Yeah, you did, huh?
Our phone lines are always open. Please, someone give us a call. 702.
We'd love to hear from
450-5877 if you're local or.
1-866-LV-ROCKS, 1-866-587-6257.
That's so
866.
Please.
I know, that's confusing.
866.
Yeah. We've got this great phone system, and it's just sitting there blank. It's almost like we've got people talking to each other on it.
We might as well just have people talking to each other. Really, I mean, that's all it's really good for at this moment.
Now, I want to talk to you guys about something real quick.
Fucking
this
internet.
This is kind of funny.
What's up?
I got an interesting text message the other morning. It was,
I hate
damn,
you.
I'm going to be late. Like, well, you better hurry up. Then it was, fuck, pulled over by a cop, tell them I'm going to be late.
Oh.
Somebody got a ticket.
Nice.
Yeah. It was my first speeding ticket.
See, really?
I told you you got to wear shorter tops.
More peeve.
No, well, I was doing, okay, it's really bad. I was doing 65 and a 35.
Wait, tell them where you were at.
What?
On Harmon and, well, Harmon and Mount Vista. By the time he actually pulled me over, I was on Troppin.
She's flying down Mount Vista.
Through residential. He caught me on 60 miles an hour. He wrote my ticket on Harmon and Mount Vista. But by the time we were pulled over to the side of the street, we were at Trop.
Wait. So you got pulled over there.
Yeah.
And
he saw me on Harmon.
Christ.
And so, I mean, I don't usually drive that fast, but I thought I was going to be late.
I'm not going to believe that. I'm not going to believe that 1 minute.
As someone who goes to lunch with her pretty regularly, she drives a little fast, but usually not that fast.
I don't drive that fast. I speed, but I don't drive that fast. So he's like, you know, just hang tight. He goes back, and I'm like texting Murph. I'm like, fuck. I got pulled over.
how many miles over?
Okay. Well, he only wrote me a ticket for 5 over.
Damn.
But he goes, I'm only going to give you a ticket for 40. He goes, and then he stops, he pauses, and he looks at me. He goes, but you were going a lot faster than that. And I'm just like.
Now, that is the kind of shit we need on Spankwagon. Now, that is gold right there.
He's going a lot faster. He goes, and he just kind of looks at me and does a pause for dramatics and goes, but you were kind of going, you were going a lot faster.
I like
than
that. Okay, let's see. Interesting cop stories. I think I've told how I got kicked out of a town. Mm-hmm. So we've covered that. Every time I get pulled over for speeding, though, every single time I'm going about 71 on a 55.
Damn.
And it's always by county mounties. It's never by like local police. It's always by state patrol.
Who booked somebody at 71? Well, I saw you go. Oh, well,
Bandit, you got a county mounty on your back
you
door.
For that Raja. One extra mile.
Well, matter of fact, I got a story. Me and my friend Steve, which you guys know. You know, the one with the skinny white boy with the tattoos at my party.
Yeah.
Looks like all the rest of your friends, amazingly enough.
Yeah, exactly.
Skinny white boy.
Because I lived on Monroe and D Street, right? It was like 10 o'clock at night. We got off the freeway. He's dropping me off at the house, right? And the cops pulled us over. He dropped me off. He left, and then the cops pulled him over while he was by himself in the car, right?
Ooh, looked like a white dude cruising.
And he's kept on asking him, like, where you here and all this other stuff, you know, like, try to find out if he's buying drugs or whatever, because that's the only reason why a white boy would be over there. And so then the cop told him, right before he left, he said, don't come back over here. This is the part of town you don't need to be in.
Nice.
Straight up. I was like, oh, shit, that's tight.
Man, I you know what? Those parts of towns always exist. I mean, Murph, let's not go with bad part of town. Speeding ticket. Last speeding ticket you received.
The last speeding ticket I received was in Utah. Holy Christ.
Oh, God. The B-State.
Yeah, I got a ticket in Utah. I was doing probably about 70 and a 55.
Okay.
But that's not why he stopped me. He stopped me because I was driving in the left lane. Apparently in Utah, it's illegal to drive in the left lane. You're only supposed to use it for passing, even on the freeway.
Are you serious?
What?
Pulled me over, told me I was doing it. I was like, that's illegal? It's just, that's illegal in this state, son. I was like, okay.
He whipped out the sun.
Oh, no, it got better. He then started to walk around my car looking for more things.
Boy, your taillight looked kind of broken.
Actually, he got me for not having a plate on the front of my car, which you don't have to have in Nevada. Then he got me for the tint on my window being too dark. He actually took the little two-piece meter out. And those of you who have never seen it, it's basically two little boxes that have a magnet. They put them on your window, one on either side of your window. They stick together. Then they hit this little button on the front, and it tells you the percentage of light. Mm-hmm. And they go ahead, and it tells you the percentage of light coming through. And, I was too dark. So I got busted for speeding, for driving in the left lane.
Why didn't they just start tearing your car apart looking for one poppy seed from a bagel you ate 3 years ago?
He was ready to. They're not
allowed to do that.
I'm
probable cause.
This is Utah, sweetie. They can do anything they want.
No,
up there.
They can't.
Yeah, they can.
You're not driving a minivan. That's key right there.
You do not have 42 children.
He's an ass.
You're a colored.
One of us.
All you got to do is say, where does 50% of your check go?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, really, huh?
That's the first question they ask you.
Hello?
Oh, they gave up.
Again, these callers just aren't getting through tonight.
You know what I think it is? I think they're just not smart enough to figure out the phone system.
No, that happens.
You press the button slowly. Or they probably have one of the
rotary. Yeah, rotary.
It's the AM factory. They don't got FM on the radio station. Either.
It's too long to call an 800 number on a rotary.
you know,
it takes too long. They only get about halfway through.
And then their finger falls asleep. Yep, you're up.
Okay, this is where you bring the music bed down, though, because it's a little warm.
You know what? You're fired.
Your own music.
You know, it's because I muted it, because I went to ESPN.
Come on,
and, you
decaf,
know,
let's get
and they do that fucking advertisement.
I hate silly white wise.
White wise? Whiteys. Whiteys. This thing doesn't know how to speak.
Have you ever used Say on there?
Yeah, I have.
Okay.
I have. And it's,
after I introduced it to you,
I still use the text pad, because that's what I program all the co-host 4000 stuff in.
Okay.
And it's it's a little hinky, but it can be fun. I mean, it's not like we've got wacky sound effects or anything. So it's really important that we have original
wacky
content.
Sound effects. And bits. Who needs bits?
Let's see if this one works. Let's see here.
From Scrap.
This is from Scrappy.
Arc me silly.
So
Ark?
It said Fark.
Ark, oh.
It said Fark me silly.
Actually, no. If I may, Murph, let me switch places with
you. Oh, certainly. Well, impromptu radio.
High five!
Bobbleheads, dude.
High five!
And 3CPO just busted a nut. Okay, let's
go. Look, I'm in the big boy chair again.
Yeah, for a little bit.
No one tell Jimmy.
Yeah, really, huh?
He got a little.
Yeah, he did.
Well, you know what? It's a thing when you are the one who's supposed to be doing it, you're the one who's supposed to be doing it.
But then he also doesn't know that I do this for a living, so.
True. He doesn't know you as well as he knows me. All right, so nice little thing
here.
What is
that supposed to mean?
Yeah,
what should we get that done?
Get Quaalude Man back at Marvin Gaye.
Get Quaalude.
Let me open up terminal here.
Bloop, 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 bloop. Anyway, so...
Hello.
Oh, hello.
I am the co-host, 4000.
Oh, no. Did you open up that program again?
The co-host 4000.
Bitch.
Oh, shit. There
yes.
It goes.
Penis, please.
Homie.
Penis. Uh-oh.
Here we go.
I gotta focus on
okay, there's
shit.
Some there's some penis. Code in there. If you initialize the right code, I've written some new strings into it. Let's see if it'll fire up right. Go ahead and see if it'll kick.
I want to rape a white girl.
There we go. There we go. I changed the logarithm and now it's keyed to decaf.
Oh, is it finally keyed to me? It's about goddamn time,
it's
man.
It's keyed to you. It took a while.
She wants to touch me.
Uh oh. See, the problem was I didn't have the right fried chicken integers. And I couldn't get enough Kool-Aid on the DVD. So I figured those issues out, and it's working now.
I want to place my scuzzy on her tits.
Oh, boy.
She got that one, a scuzzy.
Why is everyone looking at me?
Because you're the only one with tits in the studio, my dude.
Has the co-host 4000 met Scrappy yet? I don't believe it has.
Well, you got to ask it.
Co-host, if you're there, initialized program, have you met Scrappy yet?
Start. Run.
Program's initializing.
Take Ollie.
Oh, here we go.
Air. R-har-har-har-har-har-har.
That's my fault. I was leaning on the keyboard.
Wrong code part. Wow.
Guys, fuck you, Trench.
Oh, boy. Here it goes. The co-host 4000 is a very interesting piece of equipment.
You're a fucking cunt.
Yes. What we've done is we've let it listen to all of the podcasts. And
ask
we've taught
it off my keys.
Oh, boy. And we've tried to teach it about the show
Fuck.
So that in the event Fuck. Of one of us not being
Fuck.
Able to be here, it can take over. So right now, it's doing a pretty appropriate job. Now, go ahead and start. You'll see friedchicken.ini. Go ahead and kick that and see if we can get it to actually... do
now,
its thing.
Now, this is from the decaf, right?
This is a decaf right. line. All That's right. why we made, named it
time, man.
friedchicken.ini. It's the ini file for it.
Run. Fry.ini.
Oh, it's...
Okay, that should be initializing?
Yeah, it should be loading. It takes a little bit for it to go. We got a call coming through, unfortunately.
I'm here now, bitches.
Oh, boy, there it is. The co-host 4008. Let's see if that person on the line wants to talk to the co-host 4008.
Yo, Murph.
I just pressed the green button, right?
Press the middle button.
The middle button. Okay. Is it in the board there? Listener, are you on the air?
Hello.
You're on the air with the co-host 4000.
Fucking dude.
There we go. Wow. So we're...
That's like a...
Sounded like children.
Yeah.
Outstanding.
Well, I will say this. Spank Reagan Radio is meant for anybody over the age of 18.
Hey, let's see if they have anything else to say, because I didn't drop the call. Oh.
They did.
So, I want to hear this fried chicken.
Friedchicken.ini.
It's running, but you had some questions. So let's see if we can get the questions feed into the program here.
Sure. Co-host 4000, what would you rather prefer, a woman with a big booty or a woman with a lot of money? That's an interesting question for the co-host.
Money.
Oh, it wants the money. All right. Let's see if it can...
She can buy ass.
Ass implants. Not bad, not bad.
No. More A. Ass. Ass.
Oh,
ass.
Boy. It's stuck in a loop again.
I want hookers.
Oh boy. Now it's rolled into my initialization files. You know what?
Whoa.
What's my if you know decaf, what's decaf's my favorite porn?
Oh boy.
Type of porn.
Oh boy, this could be dangerous.
Hermie.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
What's yeah? Yeah.
What is, yeah.
Yeah.
Say yeah. Oh. Say
no. I loaded the Little John.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think.
Ooh, okay.
Okay.
Bukake. I like bukake.
Let's go.
Wow. Okay. So
he doesn't know about Little John.
Shut it, monk eye.
Shut
the monk eye?
Did you upload the new spelling pack?
No.
That's why. It started screaming, shut it, monkey.
Oh, shut it, monkey. Nice. No, I'll go through and I'll re-examine the code. If you guys want, we can break it out next week. I got to warn you, it's a little sensitive right now. I mean, the podcasts the last couple of months have been fucking awesome, so it's kind of overloaded the CPU.
Do not put me away, please.
Co-host, no. We've got to
put you
away.
Oh, wow, that please was make it say please again, please.
Please.
Isn't that? It's like it's really.
It's really begging.
Please don't put me away.
Well, it's a very sensitive piece of equipment, and that's kind of the problem with it.
Does it cry?
No, but it sees.
Will Scrappy suck my balls?
Oh boy! See, this is
say please.
Oh boy. Now, you don't have to make it anything. You can ask it questions.
No, please.
We've only got a few more seconds left before we have to go off the
air. Ask one question to co-host.
Ask him a question, Scrappy.
Will you suck my balls?
That's a little rough. I haven't.
Do you vibrate? What? Does it vibrate?
It can.
No.
No.
Yo.
Oh boy. Huh. See, I haven't introduced the co-host 4000 to trannies yet. I've kind of tried to keep that piece of code away from it. For very specific reasons. And
okay, ask it if it vibrates.
I do not want balls on my chin.
Oh, boy.
Do you vibrate, co-host 4000?
Oh, it's processing.
You might make a...
For those of you who don't know, the co-host 4000...
I am a computer.
It does work off of punch cards, so it takes a little bit longer sometimes to get responses out of it.
I buzz like no other.
Oh, boy. All right, so... Slot. Do you have the...
You know what? It should be out on my main page there.
I've been really
This is the part where the show ends.
Baby.
I just try to remind you. You know the music kicks on. You know we thank all.
Thanks for tuning in to SPANKWAGON Radio.
Wow.
Ooh, you do need to update that spine back. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio. Holy crap.
Bow, bow, bow. Well, I've been really trying, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Spankwagon Radio.
You know, what kills me is everybody has a goddamn sheet and
but
no one
everybody's
read it.
Programmed to wait for the song.
Oh, yeah, you know what? Yeah,
everybody's programmed to wait for the
I'll
song.
I'll write you something.
Oh,
syndicates.
Again, guys, you've been listening to Spankwagon Radio. You can find us every week at spankwagon.net.
Is this what you've been waiting for?
There it is.
All right. Hey, we got a lot of people to thank. LV Rocks, LVRocks.com for allowing Studio Space, KC Host Radio Network, Door from Hell Radio, Fox FM, Showdown.net, Steel City Radio, Nomad Radio Network, and Arrow 97 online. If we're not live, we're in the archive.
Hey, man. You're finally in the archive.
Podcast at LVRocks.com. Hey, we want to hear from you. Radio at spankwagon.net.